Listening Library presents The Last Comics on Earth from the creators of The Last Kids on Earth by Max Brallier and Joshua Pruitt. Read for you by Robbie Damon.
Chapter 1. The One with the Comic Book. Z-Man, protector of Apocalyptia, is locked in battle with the mysterious new villain who wants Z-Man's power crystal of power.
This mysterious new villain wants my power crystal of power. I must resist.
Which of his incredible, but also sorta gross powers will Z-Man bring to bear? Will it be his power crystal of power? His super speedy shamble power? His detachable and reattachable limbs? Let's find out.
You are no match for me, Z-Man. Witness the power of my Cliff Creator Cannon.
That's exactly where I didn't want there to be a cliff. I'm falling! Come on, zombie powers. Time to use my zombie death grab.
Z-Man grabs a hold of the newly created cliff. But will it be enough?
I do believe this is the end of Z-Man. There will be no one left to defend Apocalyptia. The city will be mine. But first, I will take your power crystal of power.
Is this really and truly the end of Z-Man? Will the power crystal of power fall into the hands of this mysterious new villain? Find out. In Z-Man, Protector of Apocalyptia, issue number 119, coming this July.
This issue is the best issue yet. I agree, Jack. That cliffhanger cannon is so handy for creating cliffhanger endings. What do you think, Quint?
I must say, I prefer reading comics about the end of the world to, you know, the actual end of the world.
Guys, Z-Man, Protector of Apocalyptia is the best comic ever.
I'm just glad Comically Speaking is still here. What will we do without this store?
Not read as many comics, for sure.
Quick, Jack, grab the next issue. I need to see how Z-Man gets out of this one.
And who is that new villain? I have to know.
About that, Dirk. I have some bad news, guys.
What?
We've read every Z-Man comic! Gasp!
Oh, no!
I verified Jack's dramatic proclamation. We've read every single Z-Man comic ever written.
And nobody's making any new ones. It's fine. I'll just eat the pages. Then Z-Man will be a part of me forever. But I need to know what happens next.
June's right. I didn't even want to read that dumb comic, but you made me and now I care. You know I don't like caring about things.
Wait. There are other comic books here. The Bubblegum Gang Solves a Mystery. We haven't read that yet. No one wants to read The Bubblegum Gang, Jack. June? Guys? I know what we have to do. Yes! We'll write the next issue of the series ourselves! Z-Man shall live on. Unless Z-Man doesn't live on. Jack, it's comics. Superheroes die all the time. Then the series inevitably gets rebooted, and the heroes come back all mean and gritty. Who would want to read mean and gritty?
I need mean and gritty Z-Man in my life.
Okay. Well, if we write it, we can create new heroes to save Z-Man. Plus, they kept that villain dude in the shadows, so we can create him too.
Heroes need villains that seem unstoppable. Like Mr. Unstoppable. That dude is unceasing.
I normally don't do group projects, but I'm in. Only, I'm gonna be making some changes. Editorial-like.
Yes. We'll write the rest of Z-Man together. We'll all work on the story, and then Quint can draw, and I can do the colors. Just no horses, please. I can't draw horses. This is going to be great. New superheroes. And our new superheroes are going to need backstories. Gonna need to show a lot of skin, because my backstory is, what's the deal with this mole on my back?
Ew, that thing is fuzzier than Rover.
It's my backstory. Get it? My back? Come on. My backstory is going to be that my back hurts from carrying this group project. My superhero persona will be Doc Baker, super inventorous dude. I'm going to be a long-haired warrior from far-off space raised by cuddly dinos. June, that's what I was going to be. No copying, Jack. Fine. My hero has claws that can come out of his eyes. And he eats spinach to get strong. But he hates spinach, but it's okay because he's super strong anyway. And if he did eat spinach, he'd be too strong. Jack. Also, he was bit by a radioactive comic book, so... Oh, maybe that's my hero's thing. He can't decide, so he tries all the origin stories. Jack. But he still can't make up his mind, so he just keeps inventing new heroes. The Monday. Feel his wrath. Fell off your bike and skinned your knee, man. Got an F on your test, angry dude. Jack! It's a work in progress.
I'm still mad the Z-Man series never had a tough loner warrior dude. Real mean and real gritty. Super buff, too. Like shredded. That'll be me.
Then it is decided. With this pencil, we will continue the tales of Apocalyptia. And we will tell it our way. How about you stop swinging the pencil around and just hand it over so we can get started?
Sure, sure. Here.
We're doing it. Guys, we're doing it. We're making Z-Man issue number 119.
And thusly, the last kids on Earth set about creating their own comic book. Continue listening to hear the adventures they created. Now. Do it before it's too late! Chapter 2. Jack, June, Quint, and Durkin. The Legacy of Z-Man. Now with an almost all-new cast starring Moonstar, the Quasar Warrior, Fantabular Lord of Space, Doc Baker, Super Inventorous Dude, Boy Lightning, the boy with superpowered brainstorms, and the Savage Aloner. The newest heroes of Apocalyptia, the nexus of all apocalypses, a city where the remnants of every apocalypse converge to form the ultimate megapocalypse, the city where our story begins. It was a regular day in Apocalyptia. You'd only need a light jacket and a sword. 'Cause you need to be prepared for anything in a city where creatures from every end of the world coexist. In fact, let's count 'em. Apocalypses, sound off! The Zombie Apocalypse, a dependable classic. The Apocalypse with that dragon kingdom that collapsed. Dragons don't make great monarchs, evidently. The interdimensional inter-apocalypse apocalypse. It's meta. I'm not sure I get it either. And then there's Robo-geddon, where a passing meteor wiped all robots' hard drives. Always back up your data to the cloud. There's an apocalypse where it really did rain cats and dogs. So now it's only cats and dogs. And they still don't get along. Also, there's... Look, there's like a lot of apocalypses here, okay? We don't have time to list them all. But you get the idea, right? Today's tale begins in a corner of Apocalyptia known as Wakefield, home of the monster zombie apocalypse, and to four best friends about to face an incredible challenge.
Ugh, I can't face this incredible challenge. There's too much stuff to watch on TV. Zombie baking contest, British zombie baking contest, zombies watching a British zombie baking contest.
Stop talking about baking.
Z-Man's on the news.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?